Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the Whistleblowers Daily, the show that gives you the football headlines and some concise opinion on each every weekday throughout the season. I'm Mark Smith. These are your football headlines for Wednesday, the 18th of January. Sir Jim Ratcliffe has officially stated an interest in buying Manchester United. The British billionaire, whose petrochemicals company Ineos makes about £50 billion in annual sales, is a lifelong United supporter and former season ticket holder. Ratcliffe was previously interested in bidding on Chelsea before Todd Bowley eventually took over. Liverpool are through to the fourth round of the FA Cup after beating Wolves 1-0 at Molineux. A long-range strike from Harvey Elliott was enough to separate the sides. Jurgen Klopp said he's waited ages for Liverpool to win a game like that with a positive performance. They play Brighton in the next round. Elsewhere in last night's third round replays, Birmingham, Bristol City, West Brom and Luton all went through. And in tonight's Premier League game, Man United travel to Crystal Palace, while in the remaining FA Cup third round replay, Leeds host Cardiff. Those are your headlines. Okay then, let's start with Sir Jim Ratcliffe. Looks like he is officially in on buying Manchester United. I think this should be taken as very good news for United fans. I think for general football fans, it should be a fantastic alternative to an oil state taking over. A lot of talk about Dubai or Saudi Arabia getting involved. So this would be, I think, for football purists at least, and I think just sort of generally morally okay people, this is a much better alternative. Let's talk to Miguel Delaney. He is football writer at The Independent.
Hi, it's Miguel from The Independent here. So on Tuesday, we had Jim Ratcliffe confirm that he would be entering the bidding process for Manchester United. That's not a surprise, but it is significant because it is another tangible step in this long-running story. Obviously, the supporters of United have wanted the Glazers out for so long. This brings it one step closer to reality. Now, I first wrote that there were murmurs the Glazers wanted to sell the club in August 2022. And the way it was put to me then was that this would start to become, we'd see the race really begin in January 23, which is exactly what's happened. Now, the expectation was that it would end up with two to three parties going for United, with Ratcliffe being one of them. And he has, by industry insiders, he has long been seen as the most likely next owner of the club. But let's see what happens next.
That was Miguel Delaney, football writer at The Independent. Thanks, Miguel. Okay, moving on then. Liverpool are through after beating Wolves last night. Not a classic game. Liverpool made eight changes, but this is exactly what Jurgen Klopp said. He's been waiting ages for Liverpool to win a game like this. And I think it's maybe green shoots of recovery for them, because obviously they've had a very tough few weeks. They got destroyed at the weekend by Brighton. It would appear that the FA Cup is realistically their best chance of silverware this season. I mean, there's no chance of them winning the Premier League. It'd be tough to get in the top four. In terms of Champions League, they're still in it. They could still win it, but, you know, I don't know if this side is strong enough. I don't think the midfield's got enough legs, and that's where the issue is, the midfield. Bajatic last night played very well. Him and Thiago had a really nice understanding in the middle of the park, so maybe you'll see him get some more game time for the remainder of the season. But I thought the young players of Liverpool did really, really well last night. Harvey Elliott, another one of them, he scored a great goal. Maybe the keeper was at fault a little bit for it, but still a terrific strike. And of course, the highlight of the evening was the porn prank played on Gary Lineker in the studio. I don't really understand why. There's been quite a lot of complaints. Like, what do you want him to do? It's not the BBC's fault. This sort of thing happens. Not often, but it can happen. It's a bit of fun, I suppose, in the end, and Lineker's taken it really well. So, what else is that to say? Okay, look, in tonight's games, we've got the FA Cup third-round replay between Leeds and Cardiff. That first game was an absolute cracker, so we can expect more of that. And in the Premier League, it's United going to Crystal Palace. We'll talk about both those games on tomorrow's show. Until then, have a good one. I'll be back same time tomorrow on more Whistleblowers Daily.
Social Podcast Network.